Welcome to the first ever Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. I've been meaning to put something online about one of my favorite TV shows for a while now. I'm finally able to do it. In this podcast, I of course would like to talk about NBC's hit TV show ER. I'm not a buff in many things, but I consider myself an ER buff. I've yet to miss a single episode, and I have seen these characters evolve, die. I know it's just a TV show, but they are a part of my life, and that does seem kind of sad now that I think about it. In today's episode, we'll be talking about No Place to Hide, which aired April 27th. If you don't wish to be spoiled, please don't listen, don't even subscribe to my podcast, because we will be spoiling those in the UK and elsewhere. You can tell the season is beginning to wrap up. Things are slowly growing more and more dark. I found No Place to Hide a great episode. First off, let's talk about Abby's storyline. I found this to be heart-wrenching, but touching. Diane Ladd guest starred as a grandmother suffering from mental illness and is the only provider for her 12-year-old granddaughter. It touched me when the girl came in with cookbooks for her grandmother and dog. Okay, I may have teared up then, and I assume some of you guys teared up then. It's nice to see Abby's more compassionate side, but not letting her pregnancy hormones overtake her. She's still Abby, and that's great to see, because some TV shows like to dumb down the pregnant women. Let's see. Luca did seem to have a stick up his butt, but when doesn't he have one out there? I still do love him. Now, onto the Sam thing. I knew Steve was coming, but I still had a very bad feeling about this whole thing. Finally, Sam has her life on track and is making money, and now this. I have a feeling things aren't going to turn out all right for Sam. Episode did have a couple bright spots, though. I will admit it. Don't yell at me or anything, but I'm a fan of Morris. We need someone to hate. I loved Romano. We need just men. And I loved Malucci. It did take me a while to warm up to Morris, but now I'm a fan of his. First off, I love seeing Sarah Gilbert come back. I wasn't really expecting that, but I love it. And I loved how Morris was treating her. I know, it's horrible of me, but, you know, hilarious. Now, even though I saw the whole Albright and Morris thing in the previews, it was still cool to see. You could tell there was sexual tension between them. Morris needs to get laid. This may be a great storyline because I don't think Albright would be the type of woman to let love compromise her job like some of the women in the ER have. She seems like she would be a bitch regardless, and maybe, just maybe, I like her. Now, I absolutely loved the scene with Carrie walking through the ER. It was strange to see her without her crutch, but I don't know. I was proud of her. I like how no one seemed to notice it was gone, as if they never really noticed it in the first place. It was refreshing. Okay, this whole Clemente thing is getting disturbing and it's worrying. And I love Clemente and I want to see him around for a long time, but John is a bigger name in the cast. I worry. I'm worrying about his safety and his sanity. But I don't know. There's something not quite right about this whole situation. Excuse me. Okay. Let me talk about this whole Greg thing. I typically find that the African episodes are very, very boring. This one was different. It all started on the airplane when Greg sat next to Erica Alexander. And yes, that is Erica Alexander from the Cause. I tried telling him what it was like in Darfur, but he thought he could because he could handle ER. The county ER, that is. Right there, I thought he was in for it. The ride up. I found Greg to be, better than you teenagers, and then the car was stopped. I think that scared him a little bit, but still, he was arrogant. But it's Pratt, what do you expect? I mean, whine. And then when they made it to the cam, and Greg was just standing there staring at it, I think right there he realized what he was in for. I think Greg will always be the fish out of water there. Yara has pushed the envelope many times. I mean, sees murder, green swearing, showing arms being cut off by helicopter blades, and most recently, deaf kids given a finger. Thursday's episode did it once again when the people of Darfur were killing the soldier. And I know, whatever. It was disturbing and very realistic. Watching his being bashed in by a child was disgusting. But a beautiful piece of film work showing the viewers what it really is like over there. Watching Greg's face, you could see realization enter his brain. All of this really was happening. You could see him not fully understanding it, though. You could almost hear him thinking, he's a human. You can't do this to another human. I think in a few days, when he starts meeting his patients, he will learn a bit more about what's going on there. I only had one complaint about this entire episode, though. And, lady, because I know there are some fans out there. F. Ray. Come on, we need our Shane. I'm a huge fan of Dr. Barnett, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with this Neela and Ray thing. Okay. Next week's episode looks like it's going to be in Africa. Although, I know there's some subplots. So I've read some spoilers, but according to the NBC website, next week's episode is called There Are No Angels Here. Dr. Pratt settles into his new job in Darfur, but is troubled by an astounding number of people needing care. Duh. A sheik and his pregnant wife come to Ramallah camp looking for treatment. Carter and Dakari work on fixing the man's gunshot wound, but they're quickly interrupted by the government officials trying to arrest the man. As Carter works on delivering the wife's baby, it is apparent that the mother is suffering from delivery complications. Pratt and Dakari are forced to make a journey at night to a hospital in El Fashir at the risk of getting stopped by the Janjaweed militant group. Meanwhile, Debbie tries to convince Dr. Dakari to seek proper treatment for his medical condition, more than what he let on in this past week's episode. Now, this has been the very first podcast I've ever done, and you can probably tell that I'm very sick while I'm stuffed up on doing this, but I eventually would like to have trivia and contests and things like that. I claim to be a buff, so if you ever have any ER questions, please feel free to email me at erpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, if you have any comments on an episode or any of my commentary or anything like that, please email me. I can only make this show grow with help of viewers like you. Yep, I said it. I said viewers like you. This is not going to be some PBS pledge drive, but I would like some ideas from you guys and your comments on the show. I mean, that's what we're really all about. Send me your favorite ER memories, your hardest moment to watch, favorite quote, anything. I'm willing to listen to it. I mean, I'm doing this for you guys. I mean, I love doing it, but, you know, I want to hear everyone else's opinion. Did you love Romano, or did you hate him? Did you like Maggie? Did you hate Maggie? Did you want to see Jing Mei and Greg get together? Or, I mean, do you want to see, what's his face? The one I was just talking about. Sorry. Do you want to see Ray and Neela get together? Or do you want to see Michael come back again? You know, I mean, Jeannie Boulay left, but she's able to come back, I suppose, so just, you know, comment.